Fred Allen Show. Brought to you by Pana Toothpaste for the smile of beauty, Sal Hepatica for the smile of health. An hour of smiles with Fred Allen, folks. 3,600 seconds of fun and music. Fun with our star comedian, Fred Allen. With our guest star, Bob Bexley. Music with Peter Van Sweden, the Merry Man, and Wynn Murray. The time has come. It's the Fred Allen Show. The curtain goes up, Peter raises his baton for overture, and it's good morning. Ladies and gentlemen, is a young man who has just caught 1939 under the mistletoe and is preparing to kiss the old year goodbye. Here he is, Fred Allen, in person.
Thank you. Thank you. How did you enjoy your Christmas? Did you make the welkin ring again this year?
Yes, sir, Fred.
Enjoyed yourself, huh?
I've had high old times at Christmas, Fred. Yeah. But I think the high old time I had this Christmas was higher than any high old times I ever had. Oh. And I've had some high old times.
You had a high old time.
Yes, sir.
Well, did you hang up your stocking this year?
Oh, you bet, Fred.
What happened?
Well, nothing. I just put it back on again in the morning.
Hey, you're lucky. I put my stocking back on and stepped in 3 jelly beans. I had to send the stocking over to Schraff's to get it laundered, Harry.
Well, that's the best. Oh, say, Fred, I'm sorry. I forgot. Thanks a lot for your present. That turkey stuffing.
Oh, the turkey? You got the turkey stuffing.
Yes,
how was it? How was it, Harry? How did it taste?
Well, that I can't say, Fred. The zipper on the turkey got stuck, and we had to nibble around the outside. We couldn't get the turkey open.
Oh, isn't that a
merry December 27th, folks.
Hey, what?
Can't tell what'll happen.
What if somebody should put a weather strip on that door? Things are creeping in here when you don't... What is that, a merry December 27th? Are you making your own holidays, Mr. Van Steeden?
No, but I didn't see you fellas Christmas.
Well, that's all right,
Steve. All right, me.
Did you have a good Christmas, Harry?
Oh, I had a high old time.
He's had high old times with the high old time. He got altitude with this last high old time. But what? From his looks, I don't think he's grounded yet, as a matter of fact. What sort of a day did you have, Mr. Van Steeden?
I was going all day.
No,
Christmas carols, community sings, solos around in people's backyards.
Jesus, you spent the whole day singing, Pete?
I must have sung Abdullah Bulbul Amir 200 times, Harry.
Abdullah Bulbul.
Well, what kind of a carol is that? What has Abdul the Bulbul Amir got to do with Christmas?
Abdul's a Turk.
Yeah.
Turks come from Turkey, and Turkey goes with Christmas.
Well,
I'll join you outside as soon as I wind this up. What did you sing for an encore? Cranberry Me Not on the Lone Prairie?
Okay, Alan, just for that, here's your loaf of bread back.
Thanks.
What's that?
Alan gave me a loaf of bread for Christmas.
A loaf of bread?
He said if somebody gave me an electric toaster for Christmas, I'd be sitting pretty.
Well, just because you didn't get the toaster, you don't have to give me this bread back, Van Steeden. I don't.
A crumb will feel more at home with a loaf of bread than I will.
He who tells a joke and runs away will live to tell a joke some other day. And he who has the last laugh in radio is but a music cue, Mr. Van Steeden. And with this sage rejoinder, left over from Harry's turkey stuffing, we turn to the latest news of the week. The Ipana News presents The World in Review. New York City, New York. Selznick International production of Gone with the Wind, the motion picture eagerly awaited by millions who read the book, has triumphant opening in New York City. Celebrities involved in making a picture are acclaimed by press and public. Ipana News interviews some of the little fellows whose names didn't come up at the opening, but whose activities made Gone with the Wind possible. First, Mr. Mervyn Nod. What about this sensational picture, Mr. Nod?
Why, if it wasn't for me, Gone with the Wind would never have been made.
Well, I didn't see your name among the screen credits. Mr. Selznick produced the picture, didn't he?
Yes.
Victor Fleming directed it.
Yes.
Max Steiner wrote the music.
Yes.
Walter Plunkett designed the costume.
Yes.
And still you...
Yes. I maintain that the man who really started the ball rolling was little old yours truly, Mervyn Nod.
You?
Yes. I, Mervyn Nod, said the one word that made the picture possible.
Well, how did it happen?
Well, it was 3 years ago in March. Yes. Mr. Selznick buzzed for me.
You flew to his office?
Yes.
And?
Mr. Selznick was reading the last page of a book. I stood at attention. Mr. Selznick finished reading. He put the book on his desk. He raised his eyes to mine.
And said?
Mervyn, he said, this book will make a great picture. I met his glance. I said, yes.
That is what started Gone with the Wind?
Yes.
If you had said no that morning, what would have happened?
I'd have been fired. I'm a yes man.
Aren't we all? And
yes.
Thank you, Mr. Mervyn.
Yes.
Yes and yes to you. The man at the studio who had the most trouble with the picture was a gentleman named Humphrey Dill. Mr. Dill.
I've been 30 years in the picture game, and I never seen nothing like I've been through on Gone with the Wind.
Well, what is it you do at the studio, Mr. Dill?
I'm the adjective man.
The adjective man?
Yeah. When a producer finishes a picture, he turns in the details to me.
Oh, and you?
I make up an adjective to fit the picture.
Well, I still don't.
Look, I'll explain it.
Oh, all right.
Supposing the studio finishes a picture called Chaos Over Potsdam.
Yeah.
The producer gives me the details. I see it ain't colossal. I see there ain't no adjective to describe Chaos Over Potsdam.
What do you do?
I use a word like significant. This picture is significant. You can take it either way.
Oh, I see. But about Gone with the Wind.
Well, Mr. Selznick, give me the details.
They were stupendous.
It's the biggest thing to come out of Hollywood. So I start going through my adjectives.
And?
I ain't got an adjective in my repertoire big enough to fit it.
What about colossal?
Colossal, titanic, mammoth, brobdingnagian, cyclopean. For the first time in my life, they won't do.
So?
So I started compounding adjectives like titan gigantuan.
Yeah.
Super, super colossic. Glamonificent.
Those are pretty big words.
Not big enough for this picture. I seen it was futile. I dismantled the adjectives I was working on.
And gave up?
I had to. The picture's too big for white.
And Gone with the Wind has been released without an adjective?
I'm just calling it a long picture, mister.
A masterpiece of understatement. And thank you, Mr. Humphrey Dill. An actress who almost played the part of Scarlet in Gone with the Wind is Miss Stephanie Culpepper. How did you miss out on the Scarlet part, Miss Culpepper?
I was too thorough, sugar.
Too thorough?
I sure enough was. I got too deep into the character. That was my undoing.
What happened?
Well, back in 1935, the studio called me for a test. I thought they were just auditioning draw.
Oh, I see.
I met the director, Mr. Somebody. He says, honey, your drawl is bragging. If you can act like you can drawl, he said, the part is yours.
And you did a scene from the picture?
With the camera right there.
Oh, and what was the trouble?
I was too thorough.
Well, how do you mean, Miss Culpepper?
Well, the director said, play Scarlet as a green kid.
Yes.
Your future looks black. And you're feeling blue.
Yes.
Lose your courage and turn yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Then steal yourself and show you're in the pink.
A complicated bit of acting, I must say.
Yes. Scarlet was green, black, blue, yellow, and pink. That's the way I played her. But I was too thorough.
How do you mean?
Well, the test was in Technicolor. I come out plaid.
Oh. Condolences, and thank you, Miss Stephanie Culpepper. The only boner found in the entire picture was traced to one Mr. Belclair Scriven, How did this boner possibly creep in, Mr. Scriven?
It was my fault. It was a fatal literary lapse.
Oh, a literary... Oh, did you write the picture scenario?
Me? Why, one man couldn't write Gone with the Wind. It was a creative project.
Really? Well, how...